Hey, girl.
Hey, girl.
Sorry, the number you have dialed is not in service at this time.
Hey, guys, it's Paige. I wanted to take a quick second to talk to you guys about our sponsor, Chella Beauty. Chella is the laid-back, cool confidence that complements, never competes, with your true beauty. They transform the brow routine with the how-to brow in 3 easy steps. 1, fill. 2, define. 3, highlight. Chella values high-quality ingredients and formulas that perform to bring your best brows to life, and that's why they are vegan, cruelty-free, paraben-free, and gluten-free. Wow your brows with the promo code GIRL20 for 20% off site-wide from August 17th to August 24th on Chella.com. Again, that's promo code GIRL20 for 20% off site-wide.
Hey y'all.
Welcome back.
Yeah, welcome back to another episode of Girl. We are your hosts, Amaya McCall.
I'm Paige.
And welcome to another episode.
Happy Monday. Hope you guys had a good weekend.
Yeah.
We are so happy that you've decided to tune in and, you know, hang out with us for a little bit.
Yeah, so exciting.
This episode is all about high school. I have already graduated high school. I am going to be a freshman in college in a few months. Amaya is going to be a freshman in high school. We start like next week or something.
Basically, the day you guys are listening, I'm in class.
Woo! So, yeah, we just wanted to kind of hang out and just kind of talk. And Amaya has some questions about high school, and I have some advice to give, and we also have some anonymous tips and advice from some people. So we're also going to give some online school tips. Personal problem time.
That sounds like a personal problem.
Okay, you went first last week, so... Wait, no. I went first last week. Your turn.
My turn. Okay, my personal problem is recent. I went to Taco Bell for lunch. Not surprised. I got way too much food and ate way too much food. You know, I feel great. My stomach's a little upset, but I am happy. I am thriving. Today has been a great day. I'm going on a little weekend getaway, and I'm just really vibing. So my personal problem kind of got canceled out by all the good stuff going on in my life for once.
Yeah, that's good. I would say my personal problem for this week has to be I think just school starting, and like we had freshman orientation this week and just so much other stuff that we had like get done and register for. So I would just say that's my personal problem. And also I'm working on a new business, and that's just been so stressful too, also because like you just need funding for it and all this stuff. So it's also been hard now that I'm starting school, and I want to get it like up like by the end of this month, but it's probably not gonna happen. But yeah, I would say that's definitely my personal problem.
Yeah, I feel like both of our personal problems, they're not like that bad this week. We're making, you know, we're improving a little bit. Sometimes they're really bad, but yeah, school's starting soon. Are you excited about high school?
I mean, yeah. It kind of sucks because I'm not in the building, so it's like, boohoo, it's high school, whatever, I don't care. Like, it's really nothing exciting to me anymore. Like, I really just don't see the point. And when people, like, just tell me about house, I'm like, whatever, I really don't need it at this point, because it's like, I'm not being in the building, so there's not many ways I can get bullied, or there's not many ways I need to watch out, or it's like football games aren't even happening, so it's just really like whatever, it's just another school year, another school day, and I don't care anymore.
Yeah, I think with everything being online, it kind of like defeats the, like, I don't know, it makes high school less fun. It's the same way for any school. Like, I know I'm going to miss out on a lot my freshman year of college because of COVID. But high school is still a big stepping stone. And I remember I was excited to go to high school. And, you know, you just kind of feel, like, more grown up a little bit, transitioning from middle school to high school. But now, I get it. You're missing out on stuff. So I think it's fine to be a little upset about it because, you know, no one wanted it to be this way. Yeah, but then definitely. Also, on the bright side, you get to be at home. You don't have to wake up early. You can just hang out, be comfy.
Yeah, but my school has, like, some strict rules with, like, online school. Like, we have to be in our kitchen, like, our dining room table, or we can't be in our beds. So I'm like, ugh. And, like, we have to, like, wear a uniform or professional clothing. So I'm like, oh, my God. You at least can make this 10 times better. But, yeah, it sucks because, like, I just want to go to the football games and parties and all of that. I can't even do it, so. Yeah, and I bet Paige felt the same way, too. So, yeah.
Yeah, the good thing is we, you know, hopefully this will pass soon and it will be safe enough for all of us to go out and do those things. And, you know, good thing is there's 4 years of high school and 4 years of college. So, you know, hopefully next year will be different or next semester. But, yeah.
Yeah.
Do you have any high school, like, questions you want to ask me?
I would necessarily say, what do you think is, like, something that you feel like every girl goes through in high school and, like, a way to, dodge it, I guess I would say.
I don't think there's a way to dodge anything in high school. I think, you kind of have to go through it for you to be able to, like, grow. So this, what I'm going to say kind of is like a tip I have is, or like a regret I have. I cared so much about what other people thought of me and what, you know, I tried to fit in so much and it, like, I regret that so much now. I really wish I had just been myself. I would have been so much happier. And I just would have been healthier mentally and physically. And I think just don't, I know it's so cliche, but don't try to fit in. There's really no point, especially in 2020. Like, I know it, you want to be popular, quote unquote, and you want to, you know, fit in and be invited to all the parties and be in all the big group chats, but there's really no point because in a few years, you're, like, not even going to be friends with these people, honestly.
Yeah, I definitely agree with that. If anyone's listening, I definitely take that advice. Now, here's the thing. It's going to be really funny. I hope I don't get canceled for saying this. A lot of people say that, like, oh, like, don't try to fit in. Like, to me, and I'm like, I am kind of easy to, like, fit in. Because, like, me at school is, like, a totally different person. Like, the way I am at home and the way a lot of people see me is totally different. And, yeah, I've kind of been well-known. So, like, yeah, I don't, yeah.
No, that's fine. I get what you're saying. Like, you just fit in naturally, and that's fine. Yeah. I'm saying don't go out of your way to change and try to be someone else to fit in with all these people. Also, like, you are going to get bullied no matter what. It's just a high school thing. It's, girls are, especially girls, teen girls are so, so, so mean because they get so jealous and just insecure and just kind of expect that, but just always try to remember to take the high road and understand they're probably jealous and they're probably insecure about, you know, whatever it is. And you never, one big thing to remember is you never know what people have going on at home. So yeah, they could definitely be, you know, taking their aggression out on you or their emotions out on you, and just try not to take things personally. And I know it's hard, but, you know, you just kind of have to stick through it because everyone goes through high school and there's always drama and there's always problems and there's always bullying, and unfortunately there's no way to stop it. You just kind of have to try to be the bigger person and move on.
Yeah, I agree.
Any other questions?
No, it's like, it's high school's online, so it's just not like I really don't really have much to ask, you know? Well, I will say this, like, what is probably the best way to manage classes? Because I feel like high school teachers just are going to freaking give me so much work. And I know a lot of people are like, oh, you got to study all night, this and forth. And, like, I'm not the type to study all night because I get, like, really distracted on my phone and stuff. So, like, what do you think will be best?
Okay, so first thing I'm going to say is a planner. It can be a digital planner or a physical planner, whatever works best for you, because it's different literally for every single person. Or a calendar. And the second you have your due dates, your syllabus for every single class, put in what homework is due when certain tests are, and what you need to know for those. So then you're not confused and you're not like, oh my gosh, I have homework tomorrow and I have, you know, 30 minutes to get it done. So definitely do that. Use your resources. Use Quizlet to study. There's so many flashcard sets already made on there. And, you know, if you're a more physical person, then you can make your own flashcards. I will say, like, I know it's hard. I took online classes for 4 years now. I've taken online classes. And it's really easy to not pay attention and to just, you know, try to get by studying at the very last minute. But I would actually say pay attention in class. It's going to lead to less studying later on if you're actually paying attention and taking notes and reading the material. And I know it sounds like a lot, but it really does help and it makes a big difference. And you'll thank yourself later. Another thing with online school, if you are able to get ahead and do your work and get it done, then do it and get it done, because then, you know, you finish way before everything is, you know, due, or before the semester is over, and then you have months to just hang out and do nothing, if that's possible. If not, just, you know, try to get it done when you can. Color coding sometimes helps. I know I got a bunch of fun pens for my planner, and I kind of color coded by class. That helped a lot. Another thing is, it's going to seem like your teachers don't care that we're in a pandemic and that, you know, this is different, but they do. So I would definitely suggest, like, if you are overwhelmed, don't try to get out of doing something, but maybe message your teacher and say, hey, I'm really struggling right now. This is a lot for me. You know, would you be able to meet with me one-on-one to help me with this certain thing? Because your teachers are there to help you. And, you know, you might not want to do the extra work, but sometimes it will benefit you if grades are what are important to you. All right, well, we have some tips to kind of go over. These are all anonymous, sent in by Manimai's friends. There's just a few. I think there's like 6 or 7. So the first one is, don't focus on drama. High school is only 4 years of your life. And I completely agree. I think drama is so stupid. It kind of ties into what I said before. Like, just stay out of it. Just really try to be unproblematic. And just chill. Because you're not going to talk to these people ever again. You're really not.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah, I mean, I'm probably the most unproblematic person ever until people... Yes, I am. Don't look at me in that way. I am the most unproblematic person ever.
I disagree.
Shut up. Okay, yeah, but I mean, honestly, I definitely will try to stay out of drama. I mean, this summer, I mean, it's been a lot of drama, even, like, not with high school girls. So annoying. So, yeah. Definitely, and even I feel like whatever, even middle school, you definitely should stay out of drama. I mean, I wasn't really a drama person in middle school. I mean, yeah, I was in a few dramas, but...
This one's kind of similar. Things that seem like a huge deal in high school, you will hardly remember in a few years. I completely agree. I spent so much time feeling bad for myself about certain grades I was getting on tests, and they weren't even bad grades, and honestly... they didn't affect me at all. Like, I'm going to college now, so clearly I made it. So yeah, things, like, they're gonna seem like a big deal. Your boyfriend breaks up with you, I'm sorry, but, you know, he's not the one. Move along, you know. Oh, this one's really good. Don't be afraid to go to community college first. It saves you money, and you can get the gen ed classes out of the way, and it helps you build your GPA. I actually really recommend this one. I finished high school early and took classes at the community college. And I basically have enough credits to be a sophomore in college, but I'm not going in as a sophomore because I don't want to miss out on an entire year of college. So yeah, would you ever consider that? Probably not at the time because it seems stupid.
Shocking answer, no. I wouldn't consider it. I mean, my parents tell me a lot to maybe consider it, but personally for me, I don't think I would want to go to a community college. Like, ew, don't cancel me for this, but, like, I just want to go to a state university and stuff like that. I mean, I can take community college classes at my school and dual credits and stuff like that, but I just rather go straight to a state school, you know?
Well, you go to the university after. You spend 2 years at community college getting all your boring classes out of the way. Saves you a lot of money. There's pros and cons to it. But I definitely think, like, if that's something you'd be interested in, if money is something, like, I definitely, definitely would recommend it. Okay, next one. Take risks that you feel will set you up for success. It may lead you to pathways you never expected. I agree. I wish I had taken more risks. In high school, I was just kind of boring and, you know, didn't do anything. But I think taking risks, join the club, you know, try out for the sports team if you can. I know things are crazy right now, but.
No, but I mean, I did take a big risk in middle school, and I feel like now that scares me to take risks in high school because I did cheer in middle school. Would never do it again. It was not positive. I would never go back and do that again. So that was like a huge risk for me. Well, yeah, it was a big risk because I mean, I got bullied so bad for it, and there were so many rumors saying that I paid my way on the team, and that, yeah, so, maybe.
Okay, well, here's the thing. You never would have known that it was the worst thing ever if you had never done it, and I know that sounds stupid.
I know.
But, like, yes, it was a risk, but it actually did kind of pay off because now you know, and now you don't have to ever think about doing that again.
Yeah.
Stepping stones.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, this one I agree with. Be involved as much as you can, especially your senior year. Make all the memories while you still can. I agree. Be as involved as you can, especially while things are online, you know. Even if that means getting a job, like, get a job, make that money, do whatever you can to ensure that you won't regret anything.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
And the last one says, don't be too focused on what other people think. Don't let their opinions or reactions make you change yourself or stop you from doing something. This one, like, it's like setting off an alarm in my brain. Like, seriously, who cares what other people think? And it's taken me 18 years to understand this, almost 19. My birthday's coming up. But I spent so much time in high school, like, judging myself and comparing myself to all the other girls because I don't look like them. And you know what? That's fine. Because I'm honestly doing a lot better than they are right now. And I'm thriving, and I love my life. And, like, just don't waste time on negative people. You know, don't be too positive and stuff. Like, understand reality. But literally, if someone's like, oh, that's stupid, you shouldn't do it. Like, who cares what they think? Because it's not your life, isn't their life.
100%.
And most likely, the people that are trying to stop you from doing something and the people that are bullying you and judging you and all that, they're peaking in high school.
Yeah.
And that's what you don't want to do. You want to wait till you're like 30-something, maybe even 40-something, maybe 50, to peak because that's just embarrassing. Be like, oh, what did you do after high school? Oh, well, nothing. Oh. Who wants to say that?
Yeah, that sucks.
Wouldn't you rather say, I own my own, I'm a CEO of my own business, you know, and this and this and this and this.
Yeah.
Like, wouldn't that just be so much better to say than like, oh, I didn't do anything?
100% agree. That's why I hope girls like Softful can, like, and just imagine, like, saying, oh, yeah, I'm totally, like, CEO of my own company. That's amazing.
Yeah. Well, those are all the tips we have, but I want to give some online school tips. Like I said, I did online school for a few years. So one thing I will say is have a clean workspace. Don't have anything that's like super distracting. I know it's easy to get cluttered, but really just try. It helps a lot to be able to see exactly what you're working on and not have, you know, homework for another class there or, you know, just stuff everywhere. Take your time with things. Don't try to rush anything. This is a crazy time, and online school is hard as it is. And now we're online. You can't just walk into the classroom and be like, oh, hey, teach, I got a question. Like, now you have to, you know, email them and then wait for a response and then set up a call and all this stuff. And so be patient with yourself. Be patient with your classmates. Be patient with your teachers, because they're probably just as stressed as you are. Maybe a little less, because we actually are like, they're getting paid to do this and we're right. forced to.
When none of this we will actually use in real life, so it's just like, whatever.
Some of it you will. Some of it you will. Not geometry, but some of it you will. yeah, and, you know, really just, yeah, I think my biggest thing is be patient with yourself. It's going to be hard for some people. Not everyone can handle online school, and that's okay.
Yeah.
Don't feel like you need to get up and get perfectly ready for every class, because I know, like, you might have to for school, but if you don't have to, make sure you're at least out of bed, because I have a little scientific fact here. When you do work and homework in bed and your brain is, like, thinking and trying to work, then that makes your bed a space where your brain is always trying to work, and it's actually going to affect your sleep. So get out of bed. Don't do any work. You want your bed to be a place where you can rest and your brain doesn't have to be thinking too much, you know, because we do that enough during the day. So get out of bed, make yourself some coffee, you know, put on some good music and vibe, and then go to your class and just kill it.
Yeah, definitely. You know, we got to have our coffee that week for class. That's a must, so definitely.
Yeah. Another thing, high school is not like the movies at all.
Oh, definitely.
Mainly it's not like High School Musical. It's really not. The guys are not nearly as cute as they are in the movies. They're way smaller and wimpier, honestly.
Yeah, I feel like the only thing true... Oh, wait, go.
Go ahead. No, you're fine.
I feel like the only thing that's true that you see on movies and in real life, at least the high schools, like, I know or know people from the football players are still bleep in movies and in person. Just saying.
That's kind of true for every sport.
Oh. Well, basketball players, I feel like, are low-key kind of loyal.
Basketball players?
Yes.
No, no. Anyways, that's not the point. We already talked about boys in another episode.
Yeah, guys, we're done.
But, yeah, it's not like the movies, and so, you know, it's not like the movies, and you're not singing all the time, and, you know, it's not as, what's the word, like, free, you know? You can't just run out of class, and your teacher's just gonna let you, like, no, you're gonna have to, like, you're probably gonna get in trouble, but then also, it's not as constrained as the movies, and it's not as intense. There's drama, but, like, I don't even want to go into it. But yeah, just try to keep a positive outlook. High schoolers, I'm wishing you the best of luck. High school was not my favorite time, but I have some friends that loved high school. It's different for everyone. You know, you might love it, you might hate it, and that's okay. And one last tip, okay? You are going to go through so many friends in high school. And some of them are going to be heartbreaking, because you think you're going to be friends with this person for your entire life, and, you know, they make new friends, and, you know, they might kind of push you away, and you're going to feel really hurt, because that's just how life works, and it sucks. But, you know, I've been through that. Seriously, if this is happening to you, please message me on Instagram. Because I don't want anyone to feel the way I did. It was the worst feeling. But it is going to happen. Because you're not meant to stay with the same people your entire life. So, like, just know in your mind that you will make new friends. Put yourself out there. Be bold. And don't be afraid to be friends with someone that isn't just, like, isn't exactly like you. Be open to making new friends. And it's going to be hard because you're not in person. But, you know, you got this.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I feel like I do make a lot of friends. I mean, I give random people my number, so of course I'm hella friendly. So, yeah. And I agree with what you said, too, about, like, how friends are meet new people and push you away, because the same thing happened to me in middle school, but me and the person are friends now. But that's some good tip. Yeah, that's a good tip.
Okay. Well, my little high school friends, I'm so excited for you, because high school, even though it wasn't my favorite time of my life and it kind of sucked, I grew a lot in the 4 years that I was in high in the 4 years I was in high school. I grew a lot in high school.
The 4 years
I grew a lot, mentally, emotionally, physically, but we're not going to talk about that. So, like, there are still upsides to everything. A lot happened that wasn't just school in that time. So don't think that I'm like, high school's horrible. It sucks. It's the worst time of your life. No. Some people thrive in high school. I just wasn't those people. Amaya, you're going to do great. It's online. You're just going to kill it. And all my little high school BBs out there, y'all are going to crush it too. I have full faith.
Ooh, definitely kill it. Like, anyone who's an... If you're going to college, you're still going to kill it. But wait, can I, like, say something? You just made me think of this when you were like, oh, people, like, are like, it's the worst you've realized. Something I hate, and it's been happening to me a lot. I'm not trying to throw shade to, like, anyone who has said it to me, because I feel like people who have are listening. A lot of people say, Amaya, you're going to hate it so much.
Ooh, who has said that to you?
This person literally said it to me when we were on the phone together. We were, like, on the phone with them. And...
Oh.
And she just texted me too. But yeah, I feel like a lot of people do say that to me, but thankfully, like, you and Megan and Bleep like it, or I had the worst, and, like, you guys don't want it.
I don't know why you're talking about that person.
But no, like, I feel like you guys don't really... Just because, like, you guys had a bad experience, you're not, oh, Amaya, you're definitely going to have a bad experience, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, you're like, oh, you might like it. Like, a lot of people, I feel like, do that just because they had a bad experience. Oh, they're automatically going to be like, oh, yeah, you're going to hate high school. And, oh, I just hate when people do that. There's a little vent sesh if anyone wanted it, so.
Oh, that was great. Yeah, well, that's going to wrap up our high school episode. If you guys want us to do another one, just... anything about high school, like maybe before second semester, once you've kind of already gone through it.
Yeah.
If you guys want a college episode, let us know, because
we're doing one. We have to.
Ooh.
It'll be so much fun. And we can just, like,
yeah. All right. Well, that's gonna be it for today. Thank you guys for listening. Be sure to follow us on social media. We have a really fun guest coming this week. Next week.
Oh my god, I'm so excited. Yeah, I'm so excited. You guys, I feel like you guys all will love this guest, because, I mean, she's calm, she's amazing.
Literally going to get butterflies when we're recording with her. She's going to know who we are. Like,
exactly.
If you guys go follow us on Instagram and comment on our last post and tell us who you think it is, because I want to know who you guys think.
Yeah, me too. I mean, you guys probably didn't even see Fiona Frills coming, and she's a queen, so
she really is a queen.
This person's gonna be amazing. I'm excited.
All right, well, let's send them some vibes for the week. Again, it's Woo-hoo. Monday. Here are your vibes. What can I say to hype you guys up this week?
I'm gonna do it.
Okay. Give them some school vibes.
Okay, y'all. Y'all better do that work. Y'all better achieve that work.
Y'all better do that work. This y'all is why I do talk. The vibes every week. Okay, you got it. You got it. Keep going. Keep going.
You guys better. You better make those professors love you. Those teachers love you. Okay, in the good way, not sexually. But yeah, I mean that too. But still.
Okay, I'm gonna take over here. Get out your sparkly gel pens. You know, go shopping for some fun. Don't ew them. Go shopping for some fun school supplies. Get your aesthetic going. Get hyped up for the school year.
Yes.
Put on a little coffee shop vibe music, and really, like, you're gonna kill it. I am so excited to be here to witness you kill it. Amaya's here to witness it too, but she's kind of like next to you. We are gonna be literally holding up your backpack for you all semester because you got this. You got this. Woo! It's gonna be hard, but you got this because you are a bad bitch, and
yes,
we love you,
ma'am.
And guys, we will see you next Monday.
Yeah, and guys, by the way, hope you take my vibes too, even though they were terrible. But yeah.
Uh huh.
Okay, you ready?
Maybe just a little bit of Amaya's vibes. All right, we'll see you Monday.
Okay, bye. See you guys Monday. Bye.
Ah.